Good morning. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to Act Local Marketing for Small Business, coming to you this post-St. Patrick's Day Monday morning from New York. And today, it's all about mobile, baby, mobile. This is a mobile Monday for sure. And if you've listened to Act Local Marketing before, you know that I have my talking points at the top of the hour, and I like to leave you with today's takeaway, which gives you one action you can take right now to help you with your business marketing. And as I said, today we are focused on mobile and what the trends in the world of mobile mean to your local or small business. So stay tuned, because my guest is a distinguished analyst who has been on Act Local Marketing before. In fact, she doesn't even know this, but her appearance on the show is the most highly downloaded podcast we have done to date. Now, we didn't start broadcasting Act Local until the beginning of August of last year, August of 2012, and she wasn't on the show until, I think, mid-December of 2012, just like 3 months ago. And on that podcast, she brought us small business trends for 2013, and today she will give us insight into mobile trends. And in spite of the fact that it was only 3 months ago, it's still the most downloaded podcast we have. So you really have to stay tuned. You don't want to miss these insights that she's going to share with us today. I know for many a baby boomer, local business, and small business owner, the internet was a paradigm shift that many of you are still late to getting coordinated into your marketing. Somewhere just under 50% of small businesses still don't have a website. While that's not the end of the world, because there are many options out there to get some visibility for your business, although I would prefer you have your own website. And actually, today my advice specifically is to have a blog as your website. But if you don't, as I've said, it's not the end of the world as you know it. But you don't really need a static website as much as you need a blog. But I'll leave it at that, because today's show is not about blogging. It's all about mobile. You see, mobile was the next paradigm shift after the internet that hit us all. But it's the shift I think no one really saw coming. Just as you were getting used to the internet as a part of your daily lives and your businesses, mobile took over and left you floundering again in many ways, many of which you've not even come to realize yet. And I just got back from a business trip Friday night, and of course, I had my iPad with me. I don't travel with my laptop anymore if I can at all help it. My iPad is plenty capable of keeping in contact with my office and our clients and any tasks that I might need to accomplish while away from my desk. When you're at the airport or in flight, you can actually get Wi-Fi connections, but typically have to pay to get internet access. So I was reading a blog post on marketingland.com that was posted on March 8th, just a couple weeks ago, by Greg Sterling, that stated, GoGo, which is a common internet provider in flight and at airports, they're a Wi-Fi service provider. Anyway, GoGo has data telling us that 35% of in-flight internet usage happens on tablets like the iPad, which coincidentally makes up 84% of tablets in total in this study. The iPad seems to be the tablet of choice to travelers. So 35% of in-flight internet usage happens on tablets. Another 32% of in-flight internet usage comes from smartphones. And the remaining 33% is laptop computers. So that means in the air every day, 67% of internet usage comes from mobile devices. 67% in just one industry segment, air travel. That's a significant observation. Now, another post at marketingland.com from February 19th of this year by Matt McGee quoted results of a biannual report from a digital marketing agency called Notice. Notice with a K, by the way, kind of clever, K-N-O-T-I-C-E. And it tells us that 41% of commercial emails were opened on a mobile device in the last two quarters of 2012. 41% in the last two quarters of 2012. And that statistic was up from 27% for the first half of 2012. That trend puts us on a pace that says over 50% of commercial email will be opened on a mobile device by the end of this year. So all that data leads me to today's takeaway. Remember, I told you that I want to make sure you have one action you can take today that will help you grow your business even further. And this is what I want you to do. If you have a website or blog, I need you to navigate to it on a smartphone and a tablet. And if you can get your hands on an iPad, if you don't own one, get your hands on an iPad and make sure you check it out on an iPad tablet, because Apple does control a large part of the marketplace in tablet sales. And they're using a particular browser that other tablets don't necessarily use. So it's important to be able to see your website or blog on many different types of browsers. So go to that website or blog of yours on those different mobile devices and take note of a couple of things. First, keep in mind that when people go on a local business website from a mobile device, that usually means they are on the move, which again means they are looking for certain types of information at that moment in time. Think about it. If they are on the move and searching for a particular type of business's goods or services, they most likely have an immediate need. So they are searching for contact information like a telephone number, address, or directions to get them to your business. If you navigate to your blog or website on a mobile device and it's not readily apparent how to get a hold of you, call you, visit you, get a map to your business location, you are essentially shooting yourself in the foot. If getting that information takes several clicks, you need to fix it. It may mean you need a mobile version of your site or a mobile subdomain, but you have to fix it. If having what mobile designers call, this is funny, they call them fat fingers, right? Fat fingering is going to keep them from getting to the information. Again, yeah, fix it. In other words, don't give someone so many tiny links on a mobile site that when they touch one, they inadvertently touch more than one and they end up going back and forth and back and forth because they didn't get to the link that they really wanted to get to. That's very frustrating, and it's a big turnoff too. Users need just the right amount of information on mobile, not everything you have to share. And that is today's takeaway. As always, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to send me an email to actlocal@kaylinamadio.com. Now, before I bring on my guest, I want you to get connected and communicate with me. So choose your favorite social media platform. There are links to most, if not all of them, on the show page at Rockstar Radio Network, the ACT Local Marketing show page. Choose your favorite and get connected with me. My favorite currently is Twitter, although I keep saying this, Google Plus is really coming on strong. I'm trying to make some decisions about Google Plus in my business. It's a very important platform. But you can always reach me on Twitter at Kaylin Amadio. Just follow the ACT Local Marketing link to me and you'll be able to find it. And don't forget to tell your friends about ACT Local. In fact, last week we actually showed up on the What's Hot list in iTunes for the management and marketing section in business. So that was wonderful. And that's because you guys download the podcast and because you subscribe to the podcast. I'm very grateful. Make sure you share it with your friends. Now, let's bring on today's guest. Please help me welcome back to ACT Local, Lori McCabe. Lori brings more than 20 years of experience in the IT industry to her current role as partner at SMB Group. Lori has earned widespread recognition for her capabilities and insight in the SMB market in several areas, including cloud computing, mobile solutions, business solutions, social networking and collaboration, and managed services. Prior to SMB Group, Lori worked in analyst roles as a partner at Hurwitz & Associates, vice president of SMB Insights and Solutions at AMI Partners, and vice president at Summit Strategies, where her original research on the emerging cloud computing model earned her broad recognition. I'm having trouble speaking this morning. I need more coffee, definitely. She is a thought leader in this area. Lori's 9 years at Digital Equipment Corporation, including her last role as Director of Market and Competitive Intelligence, provide her with critical experience from the vendor perspective. I definitely need more coffee, Lori.
Or a shorter bio there.
Or a shorter bio. So Lori is the 2011 Small Business Influencer Champion and a winner of the 2012 SMB 150 Awards, and she blogs often at LoriMcCabe.com. Lori, it took me so long to get through that we're actually going to head into the first break.
Okay, great.
But when we get back, we're going to really talk about mobile trends in 2013.
I feel so close to you right now. Axe Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
Get ready to learn and play with Mrs. A, your host, Barbara Allison. Mondays at 11 a.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Did you know that kids are only 20% of the population, but they are 100% of the future? How are you preparing your child for that future? The years between the ages of 0 and 6 are crucial for learning and development. Barbara Allison is a teacher, parent, and author on supporting children's early learning. Learning starts even before a child is born, and parents are children's first teacher. Join Mrs. A for ideas, tips, and suggestions for fun learning and play activities as she helps you support your child. Starting early is starting smart. For more on Mrs. A, her books, the show, and her blog, check out her website, 123kindergarten.com. Then, come learn and play with Mrs. A, with your host, Barbara Allison, Mondays at 11 a.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. The IRS can and will track your income. Can you? It's time to bulletproof your taxes. Yes, bulletproof your taxes with host Nellie Williams. Fridays at 1 Eastern on the Rockstar Radio Network. As a business owner, you know that tax deductions can lower your tax liability. But deciding which expenses are deductible and how to claim them can be confusing, frustrating, and ultimately costly when you're wrong. Former IRS audit supervisor Nellie Williams will help you learn what is deductible and when to take that deduction to avoid raising IRS red flags. She'll teach you how to survive an IRS audit so you don't have to pay more tax, interest, or penalties. Each week, Nellie will be here to teach us as entrepreneurs and small business owners how to pay our fair share and not a penny more. Check out her website, bulletproofyourtaxes.com. Then join us for Bulletproof Your Taxes with host Nellie Williams, Fridays at 1 Eastern on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, with my guest today, Lori McCabe of the SMB Group, which you can find out more about at their website, which is smb-gr.com. And Lori herself blogs often at www.lorimccabe.com. And it's, I'll spell it for you, LauriMccabe.com. LauriMccabe.com. So, Lori, as my producer said, I had to get my spit together during during the break, and I have my cup of tea here. I just could not get the words out this morning. But Lori, you really are, by a margin of like 2-to-1 or 3-to-1, the most downloaded podcast that we have. Even though, let's see, we've been on since August, so however many months that is, and you came on in December, right? So you really just have about 3 months.
Wow.
That you've been in our queue, right? You still have the most downloaded podcast. And the title, sometimes it has a lot to do with titles too, but you know, the title of the podcast is what the podcast was about. And that was trends, small business trends, you know, for 2013. That's what we talked about.
Yeah. Well, and that kind of blows me away, actually.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So thank you very much for letting me know. You made my Monday.
Oh, good. I'm glad. You can tell everyone you work with. See, get a few atta girls.
Yeah, there you go.
For that. So I, of course, asked Lori to come back because, first of all, I like hanging out with smart people. It always makes me a better person. And Lori is definitely a smart person. And I especially like hanging out with other smart women. That's just, you know, my bias there. So we had to have Lori back on so that we could talk about not just marketing and small business trends, but so that we could talk about mobile. Because as you heard in my opening, you know, mobile is this next shift that occurred to us that I think a lot of people didn't see coming. I mean, we had time to sort of get used to the internet and it became a part of our lives and people got accustomed to it to whatever degree that they got comfortable with it. They might not have liked how much it started to invade our daily lives, but they had a lot of time to get used to it. But mobile seemed to, in many ways, come out of nowhere because technology took this turn that I don't think anyone really saw coming and connected us to this world of the internet in places and in ways that we never really thought about. And it happened very, very quickly. And it's still changing very rapidly. And it means that there are trends out there that are going on that are really affecting not just us in our personal lives, but our businesses and how we should be conducting business. So, Lori, we are all ready to hear some of the reports and the data that SMB Group has pulled together over, is it the last year you have reports, or what's the time frame?
Yeah. We did a pretty large mobile study among small and medium businesses last year. We're just about ready to field the updated version of that this week. So, you know, we have current data as of 2012 that we'll talk about, and we'll be getting in the new data soon, so we'll be able to see how things are changing too.
Oh, cool. So let's start at the beginning in terms of trends. What trends are you at SMB Group and you, Lori McCabe, seeing in mobile and how they are affecting small businesses?
Yeah, well, you know, I think you summed it up pretty well in the beginning, and we're really in the midst of this mobile tsunami. And in my time in technology, which has been quite a long time at this point, I've never seen anything change things this quickly. Even the internet, it was a slower kind of ramp up to, you know, everybody kind of making that very ubiquitous. This has just been a whirlwind. And, you know, there's some very interesting stats out there. You know, 91% of all U.S. citizens have their mobile device within reach 24/7. And
wow.
You know, there's actually more people on the planet that own a cell phone than own a toothbrush, which is a little scary.
Than own a toothbrush?
Yeah. There's 5.1 billion have a cell phone, only 4.2 billion have a toothbrush. To me, that's a little disturbing, but be that as it may.
What a great marketing opportunity for toothbrush manufacturers.
I would think so. just ship them with the cell phone. It's a good bundle, but
That's a great idea.
But, you know, it's really been a bottoms-up phenomenon, right? So consumers have really, you know, just latched onto these. And I think the iPhone is really what tipped it to, you know, from, you know, a gathering storm into this big tsunami, because it was just all of a sudden so much more user-friendly, and so, and all the apps were developed. And, you know, so consumers have become very, very, very attached to their phones. And there's actually a term now called nomophobia, which is the fear of being without a working cell phone. And so I think that just kind of explains just how dependent we've all gotten on these things. And so, you know, then the question is, well, how does this affect businesses? And, you know, basically it's become a point in time where it's no longer a matter of if your business is going to go mobile, just are you going to be able to do it fast enough?
Oh, thank you very much, Jay. I guess somehow we lost Lori. God, and I'm riveted to everything she says, because I'm the type of person that really... Lori, can you hear me?
Yes. I don't know what happened there. You dropped off.
We lost the signal with you. And I was just telling the audience, because I was still live, that I was riveted to everything you were saying, right? Because I love statistics. I've got that kind of brain. And it really... Yeah. I really like to absorb this stuff. So we need to back up a little bit. I'm still stuck on the whole toothbrushes and cell phones thing.
Yeah.
You were beginning to tell us about how, of course, we can thank Steve Jobs for the fact that, you know, he changed the world again, you know, for all of us, with Apple sort of making this shift in mobile, but how small businesses needed to make the decision to get involved in mobile, because they're not going to have a choice. They need to get on board.
Right. And actually, you know, last year when we looked at this, you know, we saw that it is pretty much influencing almost all small and medium businesses, because 81% of them already use mobile solutions in some way, shape, or form to support some of their business functions. So that could be everything from very casual, you know, I carry around a cell phone for calls and texts and everything on the road, to very involved, where you're actually using applications that integrate back into maybe your financials or customer service or, you know, other functions and applications that are running in the home office. And you know, it also includes another really important aspect, which is the fact, as you mentioned up front, that more and more businesses are also saying, gee, I have to have this mobile window for my customers. You know, it's not enough just to have a website anymore. It has to be a mobile-friendly website. And I may also need to have some mobile apps. So with all those things kind of coming together, you know, these great powerful devices, the applications that we can provide to ourselves and our employees to work more effectively wherever we are, as well as the applications or mobile websites we can, you know, provide to customers so it's easier for them to do business with us. It's, you know, just become kind of something that everybody is paying attention to and trying to at least do something with.
Right. You know, you had mentioned that you know, we agree this tsunami happened very rapidly. And I don't know how long you've been keeping stats on these mobile trends. When did it start to become something that you really thought you needed to track?
Well, we formed SMB Group the end of 2009, but the first one of the first big studies we did in 2010 was on mobile. So we've been tweaking that survey, and you know, this will be, I think, the third year we're doing it. So you know,
and that's not very long in the whole big scheme of things to have a trend just that, you know, this is the third year that you're tracking it, but I imagine that the growth in this arena is exponential.
It is. In almost every single area, whether we're talking about number of devices or number of apps or number of employees that have mobile devices or you know, how many small businesses have a mobile friendly website. Everything is basically going up. And, you know, I mean, one of the really interesting things is, you know, in 2010, there was a fair amount of SMBs using mobile collaboration solutions for, you know, basic productivity apps like email and contacts, calendar, that kind of thing. And now it's like 90%+ in most of those kind of basic collaboration categories. And we're moving to a point where more SMBs are starting to look at, what kind of business apps should I be using or having as mobile apps?
Right. It's no longer just the basic tools that a lot of people don't even think of them as mobile or internet tools because they became such a normal part of daily life, right? Email and, you know, just certain things of that nature, even though they are part of the cloud or they are part of technology. We don't think of them that way anymore. They're old hat. More in just a moment with Lori McCabe.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
Get ready for Smart Health with your host, Dr. Glenn Mia. Friday afternoons at 2 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Smart Health is a one-hour program dedicated to discussions, interviews, and news in the ever-changing world of medicine. Information leads to smart choices, and smart choices lead to a healthier lifestyle. That's the quote of host and broadcast journalist, Dr. Glenn Mia, M.D. This magazine-style radio show is a fast-paced program bringing together medical experts, authors, and patients to examine what works and what doesn't in staying healthy. Dr. Glenn Mia is a board-certified physician in pediatrics and internal medicine. His philosophy to wellness starts with an investment. He says proper nutrition, rest, and exercise are the best personal investments to maintaining good health. So join us for Smart Health with Dr. Glenn Mia. Fridays at 2 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Have you ever thought that maybe there was more to life than what you have? Have you ever looked at other more fortunate people and said, "Why can't I have that?" Do you know that greater potential lies deep within you, which all you have to do is learn how to tap into it, and your life will improve, perhaps dramatically. Get ready for the Power to Create Your Life Radio, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. World-renowned author, speaker, and coach Michael Stevenson is an expert in how to use your entire mind, both conscious and subconscious, to live a happy, fulfilled, prosperous, and healthy life. Author of the book, Unstuck, The Owner's Manual for Success, and creator of the live event, The Power to Create Your Life Now, Michael has spent the last 14 years teaching people to tap into the vast resources you have available within you. Join Michael and his guests weekly for a fun, empowering way to start your week on The Power to Create Your Life Radio, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Kaylin, and today's topic is nomophobia. No, for real. It's Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, with my guest today, Lori McCabe of the SMB Group, which you can find out more about on their website, which is smb-gr.com. SMB-GR.com. And Lori McCabe herself blogs often on her website, LoriMcCabe.com. And I believe both of those have links on the article about Lori's visit with us today on the show page at Rockstar Radio. And I do like that term, nomophobia. That was, again, Lori, the fear of not having your mobile device with you or available.
Exactly.
That's so funny.
And,
so,
and 91% of us do have our mobile devices with us. So, you know, you can only, I think we can all relate. If you leave the house without your cell phone now, you're like, oh my gosh, I got to go back. I got
to
get
right,
it.
Right. It's a little bit of a panic. And it is one of those things that you'll turn around and go back to your home to get. There might be other things that you say, you know, I'll live without my watch. But you go back to get your cell phone. Absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly.
So we were starting to talk about how businesses have always used technology, you know, email and things of that nature. And then when mobile came on, naturally, we wanted to be able to read our mail on our mobile devices. And that became very common hat, too. But how are small businesses enabling their employees with mobile solutions in other ways? And what types of solutions are we talking about?
Yeah, well, obviously, as I mentioned, these collaboration types of applications, the mail, messaging, calendar, contacts, et cetera, have become pretty commonplace. They're very, very mainstream. But what we're seeing, and I think it's going to, you know, from the data we have, it looks like it's going to explode soon, is adoption of mobile applications that are more tied into specific business functions. So, for instance, apps that might connect you with your CRM application or maybe a time management and time capture app or a field service app, apps for expense management are you know, becoming more and more popular. And even things like business analytics. You know, using your device to pull up different reports and things like that using a mobile app are becoming, you know, I'd say not mainstream, but definitely, you know, the ones I just mentioned, we're seeing about maybe 20% of small and medium businesses using those kinds of apps. And, you know, another 20-30% considering them going forward. So I think that's kind of the next big thing, is how will I tie in my back-end applications with the mobile app so that, for instance, if I've got a field service guy, I'm in an HVAC company and I've got somebody out there and the customer needs, you know, a certain part, can he just look on his mobile phone and see if that part is available? You know, rather than calling somebody to, you know, find out, you know, checking inventory, that kind of thing. So I think it's definitely kind of the next frontier for a lot of SMBs in terms of the kinds of apps they may give their employees.
Right. So we're talking about things that will help productivity in more ways than we're already used to, the calendars and the emails that project management types of stuff have always been helpful, but now we're talking about very industry, not necessarily even industry, but yes, industry, but business specific applications, so that everyone within the firm at any given level, top to bottom, can be more productive at their job.
Right. And a lot of it has to do with helping people, you know, it obviously improving productivity, but definitely when they're out, whether it's, you know, on a customer service call or a sales call or whatever, you know, being able to get their jobs done more easily and more quickly and improve at the end of the day, improve the customer service you provide.
Right. That's a huge customer service component. It also, there's a couple of other things that it does. It makes them more accountable to the company that they work for, because if you're doing things in real time,
right,
that means the man, you know, knows where you are and what you're doing.
Well, yeah. And I mean, that's a whole other, you know, kind of issue, because there are actually apps that, you know, you can put on the phones that you provide to employees that track them. I think that gets into a whole other bailiwick beyond employee productivity and comes down to a mindset of whether or not you trust your employees. My personal feeling is that mobile devices are there to, when you provide mobile devices or you support a BYOD, bring your own device policy for mobile devices, and you expect your employees to use those mobile devices as part of their jobs, that's what it's there for. That's what it empowers. If you're using it as kind of a stalking mechanism, I'm not really sure I'm for that. I mean, I think you should be able to measure employee performance based on actual performance metrics, not on, tracking them and seeing where they are on their device. That gets a little spooky to me.
It does get spooky, but I guarantee you there will be business owners who it as what a great avenue for me to keep track of where my people are all the time and whether they're doing what I want them to do. Because you know there are business owners like that.
Yes, I definitely do know that. I don't think I'd ever
want to work for one. It's a double-edged sword in many ways.
It can be
a great tool and make us so much more productive and so much more geared towards the end result that pleases the customer. And then you're going to get business owners who are, a little crazy or, a little distrusting or control freaks, whatever their personal issues are. And I think they are personal issues.
And those are the same business owners that might have monitored phone calls or internet use or whatever. So, if you're about empowering employees and maximizing productivity and maximizing the revenue and profitability of your company, I don't think you're going to go that way. But you're right. There will be some that go there.
Yeah, there will be. Now, you used a term that I actually heard for the first time last week. I didn't hear it. I actually read it. And in the context of the sentence that I read it in, I understood what it meant. But I had to stop and think for a moment. You used the term BYOD, right? So first of all, I want you to tell people again what BYOD is and how that trend might be affecting small businesses.
Okay, well, BYOD simply stands for bring your own device. So, and really this BYOD or bring your own device phenomena got started around the same time as the iPhone came out. So again, another way that Apple kind of really revolutionized the way we use mobile devices at work. Because what happened was up until then, most people had a cell phone that was provided by their company, usually either just a regular cell phone, not a smartphone, or a BlackBerry.
And when they're not a smartphone, I call them dumb phones.
Dumb phone, right. Okay, I like that. But anyway, so then Apple came along with the iPhone. Obviously, it was huge uptake by consumers who said, gee, I like using this a whole lot better than my dumb phone or my BlackBerry. And they started, lobbying for their companies to support their iPhone. They like, why shouldn't I be using an iPhone for business? Why am I using this other phone, which in their eyes they didn't think was as easy or as useful or anything else? So then the iPad came out that even put more pressure on small businesses to support these iPads, because again, employees started using them, and even if the company wasn't going to buy them and pay for them, they wanted to use them for work. So there's been a huge ramp up. I can't remember what the 2010 study was, but it was a lot less in terms of the percentage of small businesses that let their employees use their own device for work. But now it's up to about 40% in 2012, and I think we're going to see that number going up when we refresh that survey, in a couple of weeks.
What was that percentage again, Lori?
Last year, 40% of the businesses we surveyed let their companies use their own device of their own choosing.
Okay.
For business and supported that. About 52% were you know, really kind of saying, no, you have to use this, if, you know, for work purposes, you have to use a company authorized kind of device.
And I can imagine that part of the reason for that is that if you're allowed to bring your own device, then that means there's a lot of options and everyone's coming with their own personal favorite option. And now the IT department has to be able to take whatever, you know, programs and functionality that's going on and apply it to each of those platforms, right?
Right. It ends up being a management challenge. And we can get into that in a minute, because I think that's the next kind of big thing that a lot of businesses are going to have to face in the mobile arena. You know, we've kind of had this explosion and now we have to manage it.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just starting to envision the nightmare that could become. It hadn't occurred to me before, but yeah, depending on the numbers of devices and the numbers of programs that the company needs everyone to be able to use, there's a lot of finagling that's going to go on. More with Lori McCabe of S&P Group when we get back on Act Local Marketing.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
Tune in to DC Live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network for a fun and entertaining look into the music industry with your host, producer, songwriter, and musician, Don Cromwell. DC Live will feature interviews and live performances with an emphasis on connecting you, the fan, with the artist. Guests will include both established and new artists, as well as behind-the-scenes professionals. There'll also be live in-studio and phone interviews, plus music associated with featured artists and live performances on a regular basis, and a special segment of each show devoted to unknown musicians and bands. For more on Don, check out his website, doncromwellmusic.com. Ever wonder how the music business really works? What happens in a studio? And what goes into making a hit record? Then be here for the interviews, insights, and live performances. It's DC Live, hosted by producer, songwriter, and musician Don Cromwell, Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Get ready for Wise Up Radio, leveraging your learning, leadership, and legacy with Donna Kimbrand, the edgy evolutionary, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. If you're an entrepreneurial leader or visionary, stay ahead of your game with insights, tools, and strategies that give you the thought leader's edge. Each week, join Donna and her guests as she'll ask the edgy questions, help you discover game-changing shortcuts to better thinking and learning, how to explore the ripple effects of leadership excellence, and how to create your life as a living legacy, where the legacy you leave is the life you live. As thought leaders, you need strategies to help you enjoy the confidence and thrill of riding the wave of rapid change. For more on Donna, check out her website, GameChangerThinking.com. Then join the conversation and sharpen up your wits on Wise Up Radio with Donna Kimbrand, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Hey now, I'm Kaylin Amadio, a recovering nomophobiac, and you're listening to Act Local Marketing for Small Business with my guest today, Lori McCabe of the SMB Group, which you can find out more on at their website, smb-gr.com. And you can check out Lori's blog at lorimccabe.com, and I'll spell that for you, lauriemccabe.com. So, Lori, I just love that nomophobia word.
I'm
going to get a kick out of that like the rest of the month.
Yeah, you can Google it and find out all kinds of interesting things about it.
Oh, I'm gonna have to do that. So we were talking about BYOD, which I still think is kind of funny. Bring your own device and the effect that's having on small businesses. Now, another thing that I'm sure small businesses are considering are the kinds of mobile apps that not only they might be using within their own company for their own productivity, but that they could be providing to their customers for various reasons. And could you share with us some of those types of apps that small businesses are providing and why they might be providing them?
Right. Well, the interesting thing was that in our study, what we really saw come out loud and clear is that a lot of the employee apps they provide, they are providing to improve employee productivity, right? When it comes to the apps that businesses are supplying out to their customers, to external people, like via a mobile website or via a mobile app, the reasons for doing that are all around helping them to attract new customers, you know, increase revenues, increase profitability. So those external mobile apps or websites are really very much thought of as ways to improve, you know, the bottom and top lines of business. So the apps that we see really coming on strong are things like apps for mobile payments, apps to schedule appointments and make reservations, apps to, you know, pay bills and check invoices and balances and scan QR codes and let customers check on delivery status or view inventory and see if an item they want is in stock and that kind of thing. So those are the kind of applications. And I think most businesses are drawing a really sharp, clear line between, you know, offering those capabilities, whether via a mobile website or a mobile app, and helping them make more money.
Right. So some of these apps that or these functions that you're talking about, I know, there are like, let's say restaurants, for example,
right.
Open Table exists and restaurants can, I guess, get a membership I'm not sure how it works exactly with Open Table so that you can get a table at any restaurant in your area that's a member of Open Table through them. Not
right.
through a specific app for that particular
right.
restaurant. So
exactly.
There's a difference between those larger companies that have developed, you know, some sort of platform for apps for an industry versus having a closed app that's just about you and your business.
Right. And I think, you know, we're this is all still really early on. And I think what we're going to see as time goes on is that there'll be some apps that having a mobile-friendly website, which I think is just, you know, critical to have a mobile-friendly website. So let's, you know, make sure we have that one knocked off. But, you know, there's some apps that businesses are, for whatever reason, like checking inventory, you know, it's your inventory. You're probably going to need to have your own app for that. And probably whoever you are using for your back-end, you know, inventory management or enterprise resource planning system, they're going to be able to provide you with a mobile app that taps into that inventory management system. So you're going to have something specific to your company. There's going to be other apps where something like you just mentioned, Kaylin, with Open Table, where you're going to be able to pay that subscription fee and tie into that. And that might be a better way to go anyway, because, you know, people are kind of saying, oh, gee, well, which restaurant should I go to? And they want to kind of shop around and, you know, see who has a table when they're ready to go eat. So I think, you know, we're going to see this all evolving. And some of these apps, you know, payments, that's another one. You're going to want your own payments app because you want to get paid.
Right, exactly.
you know, we'll see it evolve, and some you're going to want to do yourself, and some you're going to want to do via subscription, and others you're going to maybe just have that functionality, the same as an app, available via your mobile website.
Right. So I think that's an important point to figure out, because when it comes to technology, eventually, once people realize all the parts and pieces they need, they always long for one solution that'll take care of all of it.
Right.
And what you're talking about are several solutions that will cover all the aspects of your business. And I think there's a very good reason for that. I think whenever you look for a solution that's one huge umbrella that covers everything, you find that parts of it work really well, and then other parts of it are a real pain in the ass, because that wasn't their primary business when they developed that part of the solution. And I think in many ways you're often better off having pieces of technology that were specifically designed for that specific purpose, and you just learn to use three or four of them rather than learn to use one that's maybe not good at all three or four of these things that you need.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I think especially when it comes to mobile apps, because, you know, you look at mobile apps, they're snippets, right? They're little applets. You know, the last thing you want to do is try to boil the ocean and put it on a smartphone.
Yeah.
What you really want to do is give people the ability to do tasks that they might want to do frequently in a really easy way.
Right.
You're not trying to surface up, for instance, your whole accounting and inventory management system on a smartphone. What you're trying to do is just give access via some very discrete apps to specific functions like checking inventory status in a really quick, easy way. So
right.
I think when it comes to mobile, that's the key. It's breaking down and figuring out what's the stuff people really want to do all the time.
That's a good point. It's just like you were talking about how important it is, and I hope everyone heard you say this, how important it is to have a mobile-friendly site. And the fact that your mobile-friendly site doesn't have to have everything you do, doesn't have to show everything you offer at your sit-down desktop, go on a big monitor, take a look at my website. People are on the move, and there's just certain things that they're really going to need. It's sort of a law of averages kind of thing. You're saying the same thing about the mobile apps when it comes to providing them to your customers. There's certain 80-20 rule, right? There's certain things that are going to happen the majority of the time. 80% of the time, they're going to need 20% of your stuff. And that's the stuff you should really worry about making available, instead of seeing it as this huge task to make your entire company available to people through your mobile apps.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think, you know, like anything else, you when you think about what kinds of mobile apps would help my business, whether it's apps you provide to your employees or to your customers, it should all revolve around the business goals you're trying to achieve and the outcomes you're trying to achieve.
Right.
So, for instance, if you're a hair salon, maybe that mobile app that you want to provide is that scheduling app. And make it easy for your clients. Oh, you know, I need a hair appointment. Just quick go in, see if they've got an opening. Boom. If you're selling, I don't know, at farmers markets, maybe what you want to do is add a Square or Intuit Go payment device so that you can, you know, when somebody comes up and wants to buy your tomatoes and they only have $5, but they want $10 worth of tomatoes, you can just swipe their card on your smartphone. So I think it's important, you know, not to get, you know, I think it's important to see exactly what apps are going to give you the benefit you're looking for.
Right. So you have to have a strategy, you know, just like everything else in your business.
Yeah, there's no shortcut around that, unfortunately.
Right. Could you share with us, maybe we only have maybe a minute left, what is, you think, maybe the biggest opportunity a small business has in this area?
Well, as I said, it does go back to your small business and what your business goals are. So I don't think there's one blanket. I would say right now, though, the area that small businesses because most small businesses, their top concerns are attracting new customers, making more money, being more profitable. Mm-hmm. So I do think in general, it's those external facing customer applications and websites that should be priority one. And okay. Then
as opposed to the internal, be more productive.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because because for most small businesses, that maps more to their immediate priorities. And it's not part of that whole device management. You know, these are apps you're providing externally, so you don't have the trouble or the problems of managing employee devices, which is a right. whole other area and maybe another topic because, you know, with all the mobile devices out there and the BYOD programs and the apps we are providing to employees, this management of these devices and security is a bigger and bigger challenge.
Well, Lori, we're actually at the end of another hour already. I want to thank you so much. Lori McCabe from SMB Group, 2013, How to Use Mobile in Your Business. Go back and listen to this podcast again. And we'll
join
see you next
Kaylin
week
for some
on
Monday
Act
Morning Marketing Madness. Every week at the same time on Act Local. It will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Act Local, marketing for small business.